big money to be made. I like big money. Show me how I can make big money. With marbles. Everyone owns them. Why not sell them? Go, man, come on. I too have played a little bit of Enter the Gungeon. It seems all right. I don't know. I like the look of it, and you know what I've played of it. I don't know. I need to play more of it. I'm not really sold on it, I guess. We are open. Truck stop. Please take the exit to come to the station. What? Wise man once said, "Motherfucker, we rollin'." Oh man.
Probably the realest and hardest dudes in the rap game.
That's
right,
me.
Now, representing Brooklyn. There's more homicides in their music, bro, than Law and Order. And so we did a game yesterday. DB had a game for them. What was it?
Battle of the Criminals.
Yeah, and one of the characters you played came up, and we would put up, you know, gangster characters from the past, like Nino Brown up against
Frank White,
or and so one of your characters came up, and these guys got really excited. Actually, your character from Menace was up against
Old Dog against Scarface,
who's the hardest. Well, anyway, this is some of what they had to say about you.
I know Lorenz Tate. Shout out to Lorenz Tate, man. Tell him I said what up.
Yo, we picked you up with Scarface.
Ask
him a question, too, like who he would probably...
Who would he... Yo, I want to know who he would pick in this. Old Dog or Tony Montana?
He got to go himself.
Yeah?
Yeah, Old Dog was official.
You heard it. Affectionately referred to you as nigga. You smile when he said that.
They don't know what it is. I'm going with the ODOG, man.
Yeah, Old Dog was hard, right? 100%.
Old Dog was hard. He was young, man, because you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he was 16, 17 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, he was a guy that didn't really have a care in the world. And so, for that person to be so young and have that mentality, he's the guy that you would invite into your house to have a bowl of cereal with you, and then he just lights you up.
Yeah.
Whereas Tony Montana, you know, you can kind of see in his eyes what he was sort of about and made, whereas you didn't see that in Old Dog's eye until you crossed him, and then he up, you know, pistol on you, he started dumping.
Yeah.
You know?
He was dumb too, though. Old Dog.
Yeah, he was out there.
He snitched on himself, man.
Dry snitching with the tape.
With the tape, man. Went wrong with the tape, yo.
Yeah, he started dressing. That's what a lot of people are doing today.
Yeah,
he was the catalyst of, and I don't know why they are doing that right now. I mean, they literally are putting. At least he was just showing the tape to the homies.
Yeah,
they're showing the stuff to the world. They're just putting it out on the internet. So like, why y'all incriminating y'all? So what part of the game is that? But hey. Yeah. It is what it is.
You heard it from Lorenz Tate. Old Dog said, why y'all doing... Well, how would Old Dog ask that question, man?
I don't know how he would ask. He probably wouldn't have a problem with it. He probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
Oh, that's true. He'll be like, he'll be...
That shit's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit's hard.
Yeah. I know what
Keep
Kane,
showing that. Keep showing that.
I know what Kane would say. Hey, homie, I told you stop showing the fucking tape.
Exactly. There he is.
There you go.
Right there.
DVD sign. He just got,
Got
all
that.
Right. Lorenz Tate, man, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much, man.
You're a class act, bro.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you guys for always having me on the show, man. You know, we're just always trying to do, you know, good work out there, man. And I wanted to make mention of a couple things that I got coming. Right. I do want to come back and talk a little bit more about some things I got for the rest of the year that's coming out. My brothers and I.
Also a big house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel crop bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine, lit it up, pop shit. I hit him up, I'm talking color money, purple yeet and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about rust, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm on the way up.
Small little movie couple.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess the Rockman 4 thing ended, right? That doesn't surprise me. It's just not the time for that stuff anymore. I guess. It sucks, man. Rock Band was so good. So good for so long. But yeah, I don't know. The console release of Rock Band 4 just kind of showed to me that, like, oh man, I guess this thing is done in this form. It's the thing I thought I wanted a lot more than it turns out. I actually did want, I guess. And seeing it, like, raise half its money, if that, or whatever, on the PC, like, yeah, that sounds about right. Because on the PC, a full Rock Band game just logistically seems like a bad idea. The authoring tools, all that stuff, that sounds great, you know? But the more open nature of the PC and what that might mean for something like Rock Band, like, that's cool. But actually playing Rock Band on a PC, nope. That's just not really something I would do. And I don't think there would be a lot of people that'd be like, yeah, man, I got my PC hooked up right here in front of this big screen, and we're all gonna play Rock Band in front of it on all these instruments. And I just don't, it doesn't. It just doesn't seem like something that would happen. Harmonics just cannot catch a fucking break. I guess Amplitude on PS3 launched. Like, there were some people that were pretty angry about that not launching at the same time as PS4, and, like, you know, there are a lot of stuff around that. And I guess they launched it and then pulled it or something, or like basically kind of. Launched bad, had some problems, so then they didn't send out the codes for PS3. Maybe they didn't send out some of them. I don't know what the exact situation was there. So maybe, I guess there are people that do have it. So they did. Some people did get codes before they realized it was fucked. I think that's supposed to be out tomorrow. I think there was the notice said that it would be a backup tomorrow, but it was just one of the things that I had to send out another thing about Amplitude, going like, look, it's busted, we're working on it, like, jeez.
Every day I'm hustling. hustling. Every day I'm hustling. You're fucking with, I'm the fucking boss. 745, white on white, that's fucking Ross. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat. I keep them coming back, we keep them coming back. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Atlantic. I got the motherfuckers flying across the Atlantic. I know Pablo, Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100 favors, man. On the face of Jim Crow under a ball ego.
Believe I will caress you, bless you, then the nigga come to your rest.
Give me this one.
I don't know, I got this fucking copy of Kung Fu Master installed on the PC in the other office. Yeah, something called MAME, I don't know. Well, fucking get me some fucking karate sounds out of that motherfucker. We're gonna make a new drop for the 80s station today. Like, what? You alright? Alright. And then roll right into Trent Darby. I want you to play some fucking shit from fucking Kung Fu and then fucking some straight up sign your name shit. You're a genius, man. This 80s station is only getting better every day you're with us. I know.
Yeah. some lithium.
Let's listen to Korn. Let's do that. I mean, we're already doing it. Let's just keep doing it. Guys, you guys. Let's get way into Korn. Like Danny O'Dwyer. Cramming Korn in between Nirvana and Pearl Jam, it just seems so out of place for like this grunge station. Like Korn doesn't seem like it belongs in any of this. But you need a post-grunge station. You need a fucking rap rock. You need a fucking Kid Rock needs his own station. But not one where you play what he would want to hear, because then you'd be like, here's some Willie Nelson. I don't know, fuck it, man. USA. And instead, you need the, like, Kid Rock as a touchstone for the bullshit music that gets played on this station. It's not the Tony Hawk station, though, especially. That's not even the Tony Hawk station anymore. Truly sad. Because, you know, this station's playing fucking Gaslight Anthem, and fucking, then it'll be like, here's Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. One of the fucking 9 rap songs we know. See?
Thanks for waiting. What I do without the You are listening to Dada Land with us, Dada Life. 1 hour of bacon dripping fat music.
What?
It's probably time you go clean your ears so you can listen to the rest of this program. You back yet?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Play some more kung fu fucking sounds. I mean, it's not that I don't have an appreciation for Huey Lewis and the news. What? The flame, baby.
Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed. With a handful of Pringles, potato chips, and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm sorry, what? Just the healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Now, baseball is here, and SiriusXM has you covered every team, game, and time. SiriusXM.com/MLB.
Kids Bop version is better, I don't know. Maybe we'll get lucky. Remember, they're playing it on the Kids Bop station right now.
See if they qualify. Take down this number or store it.
Games that will help them down the line in the postseason series.
All right, so let's go to the East.
Love that ATL Big Bang. It's fantastic on Twitter.
I don't think he cares that much. I think he enjoys the platform and enjoys talking about what the team is doing and what he's doing. And I think he's having fun with it, and that makes our job easier.
So basically, Rusty, you're just a better human being than I am. That's what it comes down to.
In the bowl game up in Northern California, and they... Let's go to Tony in San Francisco. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jason, did you see that Facebook video with Klinsmann answering questions from yesterday?
Yeah, that was what I was gonna reference that. I think I might have mentioned it when we played the Gazon.
It's kind of tough. You know what he does have that his dad had?
But it's so nasty that it's tough to command. I think Francis Soleriano kind of has this issue where, you know, your stuff is so good. It's almost not even that they can't, they don't have command. It's that, sorry,
my stuff is so good.
With what he's done, do you gentlemen think that he has done a good enough job to where we can pick pretty much best player available instead of doing...
Opposed to the classic usage in the ninth inning when the appeal of using a power closer and so yeah.
We're talking to A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Houston Astros, and we're talking about his bullpen and how he is going to set up Gregerson and Ken Giles and some of the other really good relievers, Tony Sipp that he mentioned in the bullpen. One more for me on this. What is the biggest selling point? You talked about laying it out for your players, right, and then getting them on board, saying, listen, I understand that you like to get prepped, but here's why we want to do this, and this is going to help us win. What about the financial side? Is that kind of the last piece of the puzzle? We're seeing setup guys get paid, but a lot of baseball is still hung up on how many saves did you have? Here comes your salary. Andrew Miller got paid to be a setup guy, even though he has closed and he will continue to close at times. Is that the last hurdle to let guys know that you can make the same amount of money as the dynamic setup man as you could a really great closer?
A little bit. I mean, I don't really think it's my job as the manager to focus solely on that. I mean, I want all of our guys to make money. I want all of our guys to build their careers, build the back of their baseball cards. I think this game rewards longevity and excellence and performance more so today than ever before. And so I it's out of our clubhouse and out of my office and out of my hands, to be honest. So I don't bring in, you know, incentives in contracts or upside of earnings and all that. I understand people have careers. My job is really to win the games and to put these guys in a position to help these guys win. And we got to taste that last year, and all this other stuff and all these distractions of personal agendas are real, but at the same time, if I'm taking care of one person's contract as the manager and making decisions on that impacts the 24 other guys, then shame on me.
Hey, your thoughts, AJ? Obviously, Joe Girardi was pretty up.
Business to business efforts made in the NASCAR.
I think the streak continues. I think they played well on home ice.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'm trying to shorten it up if we can.
That's
here.
That's fine.
Giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800.
You gonna mess around and come too fast. Maybe you get mad, I'll punch up my butt cheeks and rip your dick off.
You know who'd be a funny faggot? Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton. Wouldn't they be funny faggots? And Ralph Cramden leaned out the window one day and said, Norton Powell, come on down. I want to show you something.
And then Alfie Moore, what do you say there, pal of mine?
You know, Norton, I've been watching you. And I know you've been watching me, Norton. You watched me. I know.
So, Ralph, what are you getting at?
Norton, my friend, how would you like to fuck me up the ass? I know you want to fuck me, Norton. And you know that I know that you know that I know that you want to fuck me. Now I'm going to bend over. And when I do, start fucking. Here I go.
Hamana, 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 hamana.
Now we're talking.
He's hot in the tunnel today. Talking Comedy Bang Bang. I'm not into it the way I used to be, any of it. I haven't kind of fell off of the podcast, and I haven't watched the last, like 20 episodes, 20, 30 episodes or something at this point. It's not to say I don't still think it's good, but I just haven't really had time. So I feel like if I get to a point where it's like I'm cleaning up or I'm out in the garage, cleaning up the garage or something, where I'm going to be out there for an hour or two, then I'll like grab a podcast or something. And I'm very picky about the episodes of Comedy Bang Bang that I listen to, I guess, now. Like, it's very guest dependent. So I've been listening to, I think the last one I listened to was one that Ben Schwartz was on. I will listen to episodes that have Jason Manzoukas on it. The last couple have not been great. But there are a handful of Halloween episodes that I think are really good. I really like John Daly. And I really like Brett Gelman. I miss Cyber Thug and Miles Archer. And I know that, there's some business stuff that kind of got in the way there. But I was really thrilled at the idea of a Cyber Thug Radio, like an ongoing regular podcast. With Miles Archer. I mean, it's... Make no mistake. There was a Halloween episode that had them on it, too. And then, they got into a freestyle rap battle.
Please,
and yeah, Andy Daly, of course. That Andy Daly podcast, that short run 9-episode thing or whatever it was. It's just fucking incredible.
At all. Everybody's eating right. Everybody could go fuck themselves. Because people are pricks. That's why you get this kind of act. I used to be nice. So I went into traffic with you cocksuckers. You know what you do when you're trying to make a right turn into traffic? You know how you tailgate that guy in front of you, and you're looking at the guy that's wanting to get in traffic, and you go, fuck him, should have been here. You know how when you're in an elevator and the guy's 1 foot away, you grab those two doors, slap! Fuck him, scumbag! Ain't a move for another person in this elevator. I want personal service. You're online at the grocery. You got a whole thing of fucking food, right? One guy comes up behind you with one item. You don't even look at him. That's how nice people are. And the guy's like,
Ron? Hey, excuse me. I just have butter. Just one thing of butter.
And you look at him, yes, so? So what's the problem?
Well, look what you have.
Yeah, well, I've been waiting here for 20 minutes. That's when you gotta take out your cock and piss on the guy. And then run out and don't pay for the butter. That's what I do. Hey, you know what I'm saying, huh? Because you're on break! Look at you. Ooh, shit, shidrio, ming. Know what I'm saying? Follow what I'm saying? Yeah! Psst, I'm doing it with my... All right, we'll do it all together. I go like this, all right? I'll say, know what I mean? Understand? No, you don't do this with me, Jacob. You're a Jacob. No, I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I'm going to say, know what I mean? Understand? Did it? Yeah, here. So after did it, you all come in with, yeah, here. And then we all say, hey, yeah. You ready?
All right. Hey.
Hey. Know what I mean? Understand? Did it? Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. What is that? So our back got started. You live in an apartment building. Yeah? Don't you hate your fucking neighbors? It's like the other day, right? I'm sitting home, I'm jerking off. And all of a sudden, the fucking spick that lives next door rings my bell, right? So I'm pissed off. I'm in the middle of jerking off, right? So he answers the door, and it's really the chink.
Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters and senior frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And the one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that he is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down-home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China and then vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy. Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly growing up. Hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense. And they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody, they take our money, take money out of our pockets. And then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you're present. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado, ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys, seem to be wanting. What we're going to do, yeah. So, yeah. And now they want to. Now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? The fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's Mustache in the Third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's Mustache! Come on! Oh, boy! This is gonna be big!
Comedy greats. Comedy greats. Iconic comedians on SiriusXM, Channel 94, and on the SiriusXM app.
Last night I said to my girlfriend, "You've got a tight cut, no tit." She said, "Get off my back." I was in the car with my girlfriend. She said, "Kiss me where it smells." So I drove into New Jersey. Get caught in Africa. They get caught by a tribe of primitives. The chief goes, "All right, you've been captured in our land. Now, I'll give you a choice. It's either death or Ugu." And the missionaries look at each other, and one missionary goes, "Well, I'll take Ugu." So the chief goes, "Ugu it is." And every one of the primitives grabs a missionary, picks him up, and starts fucking him. They're fucking him all over the place. They're fucking him for 10 hours straight. Then they break, have something to eat, and start fucking him again for another 10 hours. Then they take a nap, come back, and they're fucking him for 15 hours. And they're fucking him and coming in his mouth and all over his face and his body. And they just shoot. They're just totally taped up with cum. And then they just drop him to the ground, taped with cum. After these primitives were fucking him, did I mention that the primitives were fucking him and shooting cum on him? Shooting cum. And you call these primitives people? Well, after this is over, the chief turns to the other missionary, and he says, "Now you have your choice, either death or Ugu." And then he goes, "Ah, I choose death." And the chief goes, "Well, then death it is, but first Ugu." Semen floats to the top. One fag turns to the other and goes, "Okay, who farted?" All right, that's...
Sleeping with my wife. And I was like, okay, I think I can figure this one out.
I'm trying to get paid, I'm broke, bitch. Jamie, look out, somebody. He's nuts.
Sometimes kids pimp parents.
All right, stand-up comedy stations, you're all over the place. The stand-up comedy stations are weird. It's just like, here's one bit, and it's not, or, you know, here's one track from a CD, it's not the whole act. It's always just a little strange. I don't know. All right, I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Have a wonderful day.